transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For us, we're in a series on the realm of the King. Wednesday night we spoke about uncommon favor. And we're looking at the life of Daniel and the three Hebrew boys and how from a position of slavery, brought in as slaves, it didn't matter what position they were in life. Listen, it doesn't matter. With God, it doesn't matter. Listen, God is above circumstances. God is above environments. Amen. God can orchestrate times. Amen. And epochs. God can change. Listen, he can reach down and change anything. So this is where our faith must lie, not in our circumstances or in our disadvantages, but in the living God. He'll give you a promise right in the midst of your trial. While you're going through hell, he'll say, you know what? I'm about to bless you real big. And you just reducing and reducing and reducing. What? Real big? Yeah, God, that's what I said. It don't matter. God don't wait till what we think to be the opportune time to say stuff. He'll say stuff to you when you least expect it. But it's right anyhow. It's going to happen anyhow. So we see this whole arrangement with Daniel and the Hebrews. And time won't allow me to go over all things. But the first, it all started when at a young age, these were teenagers. Daniel purposed in his heart. That's where it started. He purposed. I challenge people to make up your mind. Not to decide is to decide. When you don't decide, you've already decided not to decide. And that leads to wavering and uncertainty and fear of the unknown. No, make a decision. Even if it may be a wrong decision, not a sinful decision, but a wrong decision. God will take wrong decisions because he moves your heart and he can turn you around. You may have to go the back road for a little while, but you'll find that he gets you right back on the GPS. Amen. He didn't entrust this to angels. He charged his angels with folly. God's doing this thing himself. What did he tell Jesus? Sit down here at my right hand until I make all your enemies your footstool. So Jesus is seated next to the Father, and the ecclesia, which will be you and I, are here in the earth with Holy Spirit. And we're doing the cleanup. We're mopping this thing up. What Jesus started, we're finishing it. Amen. We couldn't finish it without him giving us authority to do so. But the devil always wants to attack your identity to make you feel less. That's why we cannot put any weight or any value on circumstances. Amen. Or necessarily the environment. Our faith is in him alone. I said it's in him alone. I'm telling you, there's a realm. See, when Daniel chose and the Hebrews followed him, when they chose, they were facing potential death. Being slaves to say, we ain't eating the king's food. Chop, chop. It's over with. No questions asked. But see, God knows your heart. He knows when you're going to choose. He's already gone before you. Don't you love that? I love the fact that I know that God is gone before me. If my heart stays tender before God, he goes before me. I might not know all the way. He knows. See, the word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Right? A lamp to your feet and a light to your path. That's two things. The word will cast a light out on your path, but it's also a lamp to your feet. The word will light up each step. See, you can't just run through this thing haphazardly. But you got to walk with God. You know, going up to Solomon's temple, it was very unique how they made it so that everyone that came to worship had the reverence. It was a long way up, but the steps were uneven. You know, on even steps, you know, an athlete can just run up there, but you got uneven steps. You try to run up that, you'll fall every time. Amen. You got to take your time. This one's real low. This one's high. This one's medium. This one's high. You got to take your time and reverence. So we walk with God. And he said, my word will be a lamp to your feet. That had to do with when they were in the desert. In desert times when they had to travel at night. They had those little things they tied around their ankles and used it. They pull, gird up their robes, and they would use that because they had to walk. They could step on snakes. They could step on sharp objects. So they had to take one step at a time. But they kept it moving. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's the word of God. So Daniel, when they chose, this is what I want you to see first. When they chose, they had to choose. That's the part that is our part. God is not going to choose for you. He will put before you life and death. And then he says, choose. He won't choose for you. You have to choose. Somebody say amen for real. Amen. I said, you are the one that has to choose. If God was choosing for you, he would cease to be God. He'd be the devil. Amen. See, the devil tries to choose for you. But it's God that allows you to choose. So Daniel chose. And right away, we see how God was already at work. How often do people choose wrong and God was working for them, but they choose not to. They draw back. And God had already made the way. God had already touched the hearts. God had already opened the doors. God had already spoken to people. Ashpenaz, the prince of the eunuchs, was already tenderly loving and caring for Daniel and them. Out of all the other children that were there, the thousands that were there, those he was caring for deeply. When Daniel said that, he said, don't you know, Daniel, this could cost me my head. If the king find out that you know your countenance is not as fair as the others, it'll cost me my head. Daniel said, try us 10 days. And because the favor of God was there, he tried them. Let them try it 10 days and found out their countenance was fatter and fairer than the ones that were eating from the king's table. That was the best food in the kingdom. That was that bone-in ribeye. Lord Jesus. However you like it. That was the best. It was the best of the best. But they ate pulse. Yes. Yes. Are you following me here? See, when you choose for God, you might not have much in your hand. But that's in your hand is going to be something miraculous. See, folks try to get all this and all that. And all this and all that ain't working. Go with the pulse. When I say the pulse, just choose with God. Choose God every time. It might look like you at a disadvantage. But in the end, you're going to be advantaged. How many know you can't lose with the stuff I use? Reverend Ike. You can't lose with the word. They chose. That's something we need to lock in on. Choosing for God. I don't know what the circumstances are going to be. I don't know how this will pan out. But one thing I do know, I choose God. I may not know exactly what it is, but Lord, you'll show me what it is, but I choose you. I might not be able to articulate it. I might not know the verse in the scripture, but Lord, I choose you in this thing. Favor came. See, listen to me close. It opened the realm of the king. How many we have that are called to be kings, but you're not in the realm? You don't have a seat at the table yet. You're still, as long as the heir is a child, you're still, he loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. You're still wavering with things. I used to say often, bust a move. Sometimes you got to bust a move. Sometimes you got to get tired of you. And shake all that stuff off of you. Shake that dust off and do something different. Yeah. Amen. Do something that's going to ignite. Yeah. See, oftentimes, doing what's right, we want to do it just out of obedience. But sometimes there got to be more than just being obedient. You know, all right, I'm obedient. But you ain't got no passion. You know, sometimes obedience is just because it's obedience is not going to be the motivating force for you. Yeah. And that's not that you're rebellious or anything. It's just all right, I'm obedient. Sometimes God will allow some pain.
What you say?
Yeah. I feel like dancing right now. How many of pain will motivate you? It's like when you get hungry, hunger will drive you. You be looking for that restaurant or you at the market. It's obedience. But that has to be a passion. And when you choose, I'm telling you, you enter a realm. Because there's opposition that will start. And that opposition is not going to take you out. That opposition is going to be the springboard. Man was made under pressure. You need some pressure. People think when you retire, it's all over. No, you need to refire. You need something motivating you. You need something to flex on. So you can go from where you're at to where God wants you to be. Amen. I don't think he ever wants us to stop moving until he takes us out of here. Hello? Tell somebody, don't you dare try to retire. Now, you might not be working a job, but don't you retire. Find out where your passion is and develop it and keep it moving. So, again, they started with making a choice. When they made the choice, they entered a realm because the favor of God was on them. Amen. I'm telling you, I saw this week. God showed it to me, and I was it just blew me away. I said, uh-oh, it's about to get real. Yeah. We know as believers that God does stuff. He's probably done stuff for you that you probably never told anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Miraculous stuff. People probably wouldn't even believe it if you did tell them. But see, God's getting ready to now start showing off in front of folk. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you, I feel like that. I got fire in my feet right now. I feel like dancing because God is getting ready to show off some stuff because you've been locked into his kingdom. You've been serving him. He can trust you now. God said, I'm getting ready to show off some of my trophies. I'm getting ready to allow the sons to rise up. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready. I tell you, that's fire there. So they entered the king's realm. They got audience with the king. They start hobnobbing.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.